Nitra. There are not many places nature would grant such beautiful surroundings and advantageous position like it has to Nitra. It is said to have been founded, like Rome, on seven hills. The hills were called Nazabore, Hradni Kopec, Kavaria, Chemanj, Borina, Vršek, and Martinski Vrh. The beginnings of Slovak history are connected with the city's name. The beginnings of its settlement reach back to the Stone Age, as proved by many archaeological findings in the city's territory. The settlements of the first inhabitants in Nitra date as far back as 6,000 years ago. The Slovak history of Nitra begins at the end of the 5th century, when the first Slavs came to the city's territory. It was during the times of the Great Moravian Empire, when the foundations of old Christian Nitra were laid, as proved by enormously valuable documents from the 9th century. Prince Pribina, a pagan himself, had the Christian church in Nitra canonized. The document Confessione Bagoariorum et Carantararum from 870 to 871 mentions this event. During the next development, the Nitra Principality was joined by force to the Great Moravian Empire and Great Moravia was created. Nitra was at the top of its fame under the rule of King Svatopluk. Even in these times, Nitra probably had a municipal character and consisted of 5 fortified settlements and other dwellings. Nitra remained a central city of a border principality of the just-forming Hungarian kingdom until the beginning of the 14th century. In 1248, King Belo IV, grateful for its stance against the Tatars, made Nitra a free royal city. Nitra was separated into upper and lower towns in the Middle Ages. Being spared from military invasion since the mid-18th century, the renovation of the city, castle, and cathedral was made possible. Due to a building boom, the population reached over 10,000 in the 19th century, and the city's administration became more developed. In 1783, Nitra became a city with a town council and lord mayor with many councillors. Further development of the city was strongly influenced by 2 world wars.
After World War II, there was a period of a rapid development of building, during which, unfortunately, some architectural sites were destroyed.
In these times, Nitra gained many schools, scientific and cultural objects, and became a center of Slovak agricultural education. Levoča. The city and its surroundings were already inhabited during the Stone Age. The old Levoča used to be on the left side of the road to Spišská Nová Ves, where archaeologists excavated the foundation of a Romanesque church. It was the St. Nicholas Church from the turn of the 11th century. When German colonists came in the 12th century after the devastating raids of the Tatars, they founded original settlements. Together with the Slavic settlements, they formed the core of the present-day city. The oldest document mentioning Levoča was issued by the Hungarian king Belo IV in 1249. In 1271, Levoča was mentioned as a province and enjoyed, together with other cities in Spišsko, the rights of a free royal city. It had self-government, jurisdiction, right of mining and exploiting forests, and right of crafts and trade. In 1419, the king exempted all Levoča merchants from paying taxes in all of Hungary. Levoča lay at the crossing of merchant routes and enjoyed many economic and political advantages. For these reasons, money was flowing to both the city and its people, which enabled general development. Architecture, culture, education, and art began to flourish. The fires of 1550 and 1559 were very harmful to the city. This strong and rich city, however, recovered from these events, and had kept its important position until the end of the 16th century. Levoča was surrounded by fortifications, which, although rebuilt a few times, have remained to these days. The architecture of the burgher houses in the square gradually changed from Gothic to Renaissance, as we know it today. The fires left only remains of the Gothic houses, which are being discovered during reconstruction works. The town hall was also built in the Renaissance style. In the 20th century, Levoča became the administrative center of first a district and then a region. It is also a city of schools. Its cultural heritage is incomparable. Renovated historical sites began to thrive again. There are so many architectural and artistic points of interest that it was declared a protected municipal area by the government in 1950. Košice. Košice is the second largest city in Slovakia with a population of nearly 300,000. The city arose near the Slovak Ore Mountains. There were always the merchant routes connecting southern Europe and Baltic regions. The city was closely connected to crafts and trade in the Middle Ages. Particularly in the 14th and the 15th centuries, Košice played an important role in remote trade. During these times, it gained the advantages of a free royal city and became one of the richest cities in Greater Hungary. These times also created the most beautiful and remarkable sites. After the times of the economic boom and relative peace, the city experienced unrest caused by the Tatar danger and a series of peasant uprisings in the 16th century. Because of frequent battles, Košice was rebuilt into the strongest Hungarian city stronghold. However, Košice also became the seat of a university and other schools. Printing plants and many new churches were built there. In the 18th and 19th centuries, wars were replaced by gradual development. Košice recovered from economic and demographic decline. Baroque structures were growing, only to be replaced by classicism and romanticism. The nobility was attracted to the city and its artistic, theater, and social life. After the events of 1848 to 1849, the development of the city grew faster. By the end of the 19th century, the city became one of the most important towns of Greater Hungary. The city was very multicultural and multinational by the mid-20th century. At the end of 1919, it became part of Czechoslovakia. However, the occupation between 1938 and 1945 brought decline, especially the destruction of the important Jewish community in the town. At the end of World War II, Košice became a capital of the revived Czechoslovakia for a short time. After World War II, more sites were destroyed by rapid development than were lost during the war itself. An unsophisticated plan of architectural development caused some objects, for example, hotels, banks, or a steam spa, to be but a memory only for the local people.